Chats to Mexi Mike. How? I haven't even gone live yet. Mexi Mike, $2. New Balance one. This is Mexi Mike Uno to you. Copy. Hey, I got two pairs of New Balance shoes. One I got for free in the recycling bin because the old recycle shoes. And I didn't realize it was for poor people. I thought it was like, oh, just some pure elitists who like, you know, only put 50 miles on the shoes. And then Mexi Mike Peanut Gallery. Yeah. You're darn right. Peanut Gallery commencing and let the bleep show begin. All right. Fred, you guys know Fred. He's I don't know where he is today. Usually he's on me like something on bleep. He sent me this article. He sent me several articles of all these preciously naive journalists. And that's not a defense to Derek. I've CC'd him on this. I don't think he's going to tune in. He's much bigger and he's NPR. I have a flaw. But you see all these journalists just ringing their heads. What do we do about no men in college? What do we do? Oh, the man crisis. There's more women in college than men. And so I'm just going to read through the art. I'm probably not going to get through because it's the same thing. They quote a bunch of academic yutzes who've never set foot in the real world. These journalists themselves also have never set foot in the real world. And they always think there's a government solution or that society has to do something. And they never consider that people make choices. And sometimes what they think is bad is not bad at all. So vainly and pointlessly, I'm going to recommend this 10-year-old book. Soon to be 11 years old, Worthless, the Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing Right Major. And we're going to help out. One, I'm going to make men feel better, those of you who are shamed for not going to college. And two, I'm going to help out women. Because for once, they actually are the victims. They actually are being oppressed and harmed here more than men. This is The Atlantic. Colleges have a guy problem. Derek Thompson, big time Twitter following guy, NPR skinny guy. American colleges and universities now enroll roughly 6 women for every 4 men. This is the largest female-male gap in the history of higher education, and it's getting wider. Last year, U.S. colleges enrolled 1.5 million fewer students than 5 years ago. That's good. The Wall Street Journal recently reported men accounted for more than 70% of the decline. That is also good for men. The statistics are stunning, but education experts and historians, these are the academics that have no value, like the critical thinking skills that I'm trying to introduce here to solve this problem, to solve the higher education problem, which we can solve tomorrow. But you're going to talk to an academic. Oh, they got a PhD. All right. Did it occur to you the fact they have a PhD in something as stupid as education history? Aren't remotely surprised. Women in the United States have earned more bachelor's degree than men every year since the mid-1980s. Every year, in other words, that I've been alive. This particular gender gap has been breaking news for about 40 years, but the imbalance reveals a genuine shift in how men participate in education, the economy, and society. Yeah. We work real jobs and get to making money, although we used to. Today's generation, a little different. The world has changed dramatically, but the ideology of masculinity isn't changing fast enough to keep up. Another thing here. It is so precious, you academics and journalists, think that biological programming is going to change with the times, whatever those times might be. Technology, education, careers, driving. It's just cute that you think it's going to change. All right, fight genetics, fight nature. For decades, American women have been told the path to independence and empowerment flows through school. Though they are still playing catch up in the labor force and leadership positions such as chief executive and senator are still dominated by men, women have brainstormed into colleges. That's not the same thing. Becoming a CEO is an accomplishment. Becoming a senator, I'll even admit that, that's an accomplishment. Going to college is not a getting a college degree, not an accomplishment. It depends on what you major in. Because if you're a journalism major, sorry, it's going to hurt you, Derek, not an accomplishment. Not. I'll continue. That is the very definition of progress. No, it's not. And this now brings in a very important question I have for Derek. Do you actually believe that? Or are you propagating or propagandizing an agenda here? Which is it? Do you actually believe college is success? Not the equivalent to, but that is success. If you believe that, well, then you're very naive and you're just, you know, a stereotypical rank and file NPR. We just need more education. And I can almost see that being the case because everyone has their doctor. Like in the previous article I read about this, the guy from the Wall Street Journal just quoted all these academic experts. They never asked the boys. They never asked the guys. And they all lack the balls. And they say, might there be a more simpler Occam's explanation, Occam razor explanation? Girls major in dumb crap. Boys are being discriminated against and you've told them they don't, you know, maybe boys don't want to waste their time. Maybe boys just are better economists. They've made a judgment. They've made an economic cost benefit analysis. No. And this is like where you guys are well-intended, but you are so naive and in such an echo chamber that you don't get this. School is not success. And I'll point out, did you see the student loan crisis that everyone needs a bailout? It is not success. Did you see the millennials? They've been destroyed by the student loans. Still are being destroyed. So I have to now question the motives of Derek and all these people. We got to get boys into school. Are you trying to get boys into college because you think that is success? Or deep down inside, you know it's not success. And you're just trying to get young boys to go into crippling levels of debt for worthless degrees so that we could further enrich people who work for big education. And also because you have a political motive to indoctrinate and have people skew left, and you know that colleges and universities do that. I mean, you're either incredibly intelligent, Derek, or you are naive. I wouldn't say stupid, but incredibly naive. Third option is you're all cowards and you know it, but you can't say it. That might be a third option where everybody knows college is a ripoff, but we've invested so much in making women feel so good about themselves and that college is amazing. And we never, it's kind of like the obesity problem. What's the, you know, the, instead of the solution being forthright and honest with people, like, hey, nobody likes fat people. You're fat, disgusting, and nobody wants to have sex with you. No one wants to date you. People are less prone to hire you. Oh, and by the way, it's incredibly unhealthy for you. No one says that. Give you another example related. When I've looked at, what was I looking up? Something like, it's for a girl client, can't find guy. I've always looked, maybe I was researched like, why can't you find a guy? And they were all, no, it was, why won't my husband sleep with me? And the number one answer is, you got fat. He's no longer physically attracted. You got fat. That's the answer. Why, you guys wondering? You're fat. You got fat. Fatty, fat, fat, fat. Fatty, McFat, fat. Fatty, fatty, fat, fat. Fatty, McFat, fat. Fatty, fat, fat, fat. Look out, you're a pancake. Your husband is. Oh, no, but they'll dance around that elephant in the room. Any pa, oh, he's maybe depressed. Oh, maybe he's stressed at work. Did you get fat? You know, and it's kind of the same thing here. Did you major in dumb crap? And are you guys in the, I consider Derek the professional journalist world, mainstream media. Do you find it ever the case that you're obliged to tell people the truth? Or is that just bad marketing now and there is no journalism? And so instead of telling girls for their own sake, stop majoring in stupid crap, college isn't worth it. You know, that would cause such a backlash because for the most part, young people, both men and women, have nothing else in life but college, and they use it to define themselves, their education, that there'd be such a reeing backlash. You lack the courage and the spine to go and tell women for their own good, don't major in stupid things. And so you have to keep up the facade now that, oh, we got to get boys to come into college to major in stupid things. So it's one of, you just said something that's wrong, Derek. I don't know if you knew that or not. You may actually think, we got to get boys in and it's heartfelt and da-da. Okay, you guys are all naive and you haven't done any critical thinking. All right, two, you're malicious and evil and you're trying to get young men to go into just as much crippling levels of debt to enrich an academic class, to brainwash people to be leftists. You have a political motive. and to ruin their finances as well, just like we have women, so that they got to get bailed out down the road too. Or you're a coward and you damn well know what the truth is, but just like telling a woman, hey, the reason your husband doesn't want to have sex with you anymore is because you got fat, you don't have the balls that, well, that's not journalism. You know, apparently I'm the only journalist around. where do we go? So no, Derek, college is not success. College can lead to success if you major in the right thing, but that is not success. It's what you do with your degree that is success. And by the way, you don't need college to be successful. Look at Bill Gates. Donald Trump, did Donald Trump even go to? I know you don't, guys don't like him, but I mean, he's relatively successful. In poorer countries where women are broadly subjugated or otherwise lack access to regular schooling, girls enjoy no educational advantage whatsoever. Well, who cares if they're happy? I'm not saying they are, but what is it? What does education have to do with success? There's a general correlation, but it's not a guarantee. Still, gender inequality on something as important as education presents problems, no matter what the direction of the inequality points in. While men are more likely to go to college than they were 10 years ago, something seems to be restraining the growth of male enrollment. In 1970, men covered 57% of colleges. 2 years later, Congress passed the Title IX regulations that prohibited sex-based discrimination in any school to receive federal funding. The fact that the gender gap is even larger today and in the opposite direction than it was when Congress determined what we needed, that we need a new law to promote equal education, seems like someone we should pay attention to. Here we go. Here, you quoted another idiot. Here we go. This nobody said Richard Reeves, a Brookings Institution senior fellow who is writing a book about men and boys in the economy. Really? You getting around to that, huh, buddy? You getting around to that, huh? Oh, look, an academic 20 years too late to the party. I'm struck by the fact that nobody seems to understand why this is happening. Yeah, including you, Richard. Including you. I'd love to see what your conclusions are. Long before female students outnumbered men on university campuses, they outperformed boys in high school. Girls in elementary education spend more time studying than boys. And why do men make more money? Again, proving education does not equal success. Better grades. For decades, guys have been less likely to graduate from high school, enroll, blah, 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 blah. There's a linear education trajectory for girls and women. Boys tend to zigzag their way through adolescence. It's the greater distribution theory. I call it law. Sociologists and cultural critics. The story I prefer begins with the economy, blah, blah, blah. Sociologist Catherine Eden, written about men without college degrees. Boo, 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 boo. And I'm not going to read through the rest of it because we don't have the time. I'm going to tell you new theory to Derek and all the other people out there. College is no longer a positive return on investment unless you're majoring in STEM or accounting. And even then, you got to pick the right college with the right low tuition. Okay. So if you look at college degrees, conferred by type using the National Center for Education Statistics. Ask me how I know. I've written several books. 80% of degrees being conferred are pretty worthless. They're pretty pointless. Okay, so if we remove STEM and accounting, college, for the most part, is a money-losing, if not more likely, life-crippling decision. It's not an investment. If you, and you're all like, but according to statistics, people with college degrees earn a lot more money. Yeah, going back to boomer world, if you look at a much more comprehensive and modern study called How Not to Become a Millennial, we have an entire generation that's living at home at the age of 38 because they got student loan debt and other things because, well, frankly, your college education did teach them jack. If not, it crippled them. But the larger point is buying into a college degree today is no different than investing in the stock market or the dot-coms back in 1998, the housing market in 2006, 2007. And it's more like the housing market because you have to go into inordinate levels of debt to do it. The stock market, presumably you just buy, you know, you wouldn't leverage money. Although some people did buy on margin. And you are hurting women more than you are men. And I know that you are all ideal. Everyone, what few people on the NPR Derek world are listening, for those of you in the mainstream media, I know you have a bias for women. It's always been about women. Long before this kid was even born, I got news for you, kid. 4 years before you were born, I got an earful of it in grade school about how women are da-da-da-da-da. We get it. Raw women. Go women. Then why are you pushing them into the worst possible investment they could possibly make at that age and to go into debt for it? Why? I mean, if you would champion women, and I have a stellar track record of actually wanting to help women, say, for God's sake, ladies and boys, don't major in stupid stuff. Don't major in the liberal arts. Don't major in the social sciences. Don't major in business. There's only a handful of things worth majoring in. And that's college. You go trades, military, something else. Right? Go into engineering. Go into accounting. Go into medicine. Actuarial science. Done it before. Said a million times before. But you guys, again, lacking the balls, lacking the spine, lacking the courage to say, hey, the reason your husband doesn't want to sleep with you anymore is because you're fat. You lack the courage to say, hey, stop majoring in stupid stuff. Because you're more of a coward. Your fear of the backlash is stronger than your desire to actually help women. Okay, so that's one. Two, because college is a worthless or not worthless. Well, it is worth, it's worse than worthless. It's a negative net value to a crippling level in many instances. You are wise not investing in it. Again, removing STEM, accounting, and real degrees. And if you look, you know, you think, oh, men always major in smart things and girls major in dumb. Nope, that is not the case. Both men and women major in stupid things. The majority of them. I'd have to look at the statistics again, but to kind of give you ballpark statistics, women only account for 1 in every 5 engineering majors, which is appalling. Okay. But I think it's two-thirds of the time major in stupid stuff and women major in like 90% of the time. Again, I'd have to look, but women multiple times more major in easier, dumber, completely worthless subjects than men do. The majority of men still major in worthless crap, but women do so more. Okay. So removing women from this conversation, I've already tried to save women more than you guys ever have. Now I'm going to try and help the boys. And it is a good thing men are dropping out of college, because unless they were going to go into engineering, accounting, or something like that and make actual real money and have a job and not cripple their finances, they were going to be in the exact same situation as those ladies. And roughly, I think a third of the student loan bailouts are men. So if you could prevent a friend from investing in a dot-com in late 1998, if you could prevent your friend from investing in a house in late 2006, early 2007, if you could prevent your friend from investing in the stock market in mid-1929, would you not do it? Do you not care about them? You do. You would. Well, then why are we lying to both men and women? You should be, this is a, and I've said it before, men are infinitely better off not attending college than women. Women are much worse off. Men are much better off. And I don't know if you notice this, but young men are now starting to go into the trade. Now, admittedly, unfortunately, many men are going to video games and prawn and living at home, but you guys are of the political ideology to pay people stimmy checks and let them live and have rent moratoriums. So I wonder what's going to happen to those guys with their work ethic. Never mind. And yes, there are some men who, if they do go to college, are going to, and some men will go to the trades, but unfortunately some men are also going into not work, you know, the neets as we call them. And that's bad, but for the most part, men avoiding colleges, even, and I've had, I don't know if you know how I work. I get clients. I'm 24 and I just got a client 3 videos ago, 26. He's a security guard. He feels like a loser because he doesn't have a college degree. But here's the thing. He's not. You know why? Because he has $1,000 in credit card debt. That's it. That's all of his debt. He's got a car paid off. He's got a job. And he's happy. He gets to work out. He's financially ahead of pretty much every other 26-year-old because he doesn't have student loan debt for a worthless degree. Boys, simply by not having debt by the time you're 30, like you could have no positive net worth, like you have a net worth of zero, you are ahead of 80, maybe even 90% of all your college educated peers because they have debt. They have a negative net worth and they're doing the exact same jobs they could have done graduating from high school as they did graduating from college with their degree in whatever, journalism. Not everyone can be you, Derek. I don't know what deal with the devil you got to get that many subscribers and followers. I don't know who your daddy is, but I'm highly suspect of how you got that far. But they didn't major in journalism. They didn't major in sociology. They didn't major in early childhood education. They ended up going and working. One guy, he worked at a Jiffy Lube. I think he was 22. He saved his money. He had 50 grand. And he's like, I feel bad because he was 22 at the time. He's like, all my friends are graduating from college. I'm like, you're sitting on 50 grand cash. Oh, then he became a mechanic. He was paid $34 an hour. I'm like, you're doing better than engineering majors. And I'm just, is this an idea, Derek, and mainstream media people? People actually care about women's education? People ostensibly presume to care about the boy crisis? Is this maybe a solution? Is this another idea? And not only an idea, but one that's actually going to help boys and girls, young men and women, where maybe we look at young boys, young men, and they're not going to college. They're avoiding that. They're avoiding going $200,000 into debt for some BS degree. They're becoming tradesmen. They're just driving Uber. They're just joining the military, saving their money, swinging a hammer. Now they're already better off. What? All these liberal arts graduates, like trying to find jobs. We won't even take the jobs, by the way. They're paying $16 an hour hiring bonuses for wait staff because it's beneath them. Meanwhile, all those loser boys who went to Votech, oh, now they're making like $40, $50 an hour plumbing. Does that make any sense? Does that maybe help? No. No, ladies, the reason your husband isn't sleeping with you is because he's depressed. Yeah, it's him. No, ladies, the reason you make less money isn't because you major in the world's most worthless, laughable, stupid crap. Oh, it's patriarchy. And boys, my God, you're not getting into college. What's wrong with you not spending $300 a credit and $400 a book, 2 years of which are going to have classes that have nothing to do with you actually getting in? You could be further ahead. I did a calculation. I'll tell you the calculation again. I did a calculation on a online master's degree at the Carlson School of Management. The Carlson School of Management. And I said, well, if you drop that in the S&P 500, I forget how many multiple millions of dollars you'd have. It was $90,000. It's the same thing with college. Take whatever you're going to spend on college tuition and housing. Live at home. Have your parents borrow the money out of their house at 2.8%. Throw in the S&P 500, pay your parents back at the 2.8, you work whatever job, and at the end of it, you're going to have multiple millions of dollars, which is worth way more, without having to go to school, by the way, which will be worth way more than whatever increase in salary your liberal arts or sociology degree got you. Okay, good. So that's it. I just don't care anymore. And that's it. I've said my piece. I wrote a book. Here's that book again. Worthless: The Young Person's Indispensable Guide to Choosing the Right Major. I've spoken. I've said it. And now I've answered academia, the nonprofit, the non-real world people who just live in DC and work for institutions. Institute. Why? I work for the Institute. There. How's that? Now, do you want to like spread that word around? Do you want to look? I'm not even saying you have to agree with it, but could you write me up in NPR? Could you write me up in, I don't know, MSN, wherever these articles are written? Could you introduce the concept that men are better off not majoring in stupid crap? Hang on, let me go to the. Oh, did I close out the article? I did close out the article. There were comments. Let's see if there are comments. 5 days, 19 comments. I mean, let's see if the people are aware. By all appearances, academia continues to demonstrate open hostility toward men and boys. That's another thing. I mean, did you think about that? Your hate boner for men? blaming them for all the, here's some 18-year-old kid barely knows how to ask out a girl, and he's oppressing all the women in the college. Thoughtful one, when you listen to the feminists, they will tell you that more still needs to be done to support women and girls in education. So who are these college-educated women going to marry when they have families with? Society ignores supplies of boys, stack the odds against them right from kindergarten. This is the outcome that we have. Unless something is urgently done to reverse the trend, there's serious marital... Well, yeah, that's outside of education. But no, this is good. It's good you've driven boys from academia, because now it's like driving someone to... pushing them to sell their house in 2006. Pushing them to sell their Yahoo shares in 1998. I think I get it. When men are overrepresented compared to women, this is due to discrimination and inequality. When women are overrepresented, this is due to their superior character, resilience, and proof cognitive maturity. Looks like the Spartans had about right. Not sure I'd be signing up for an experience where I could be accused of forcible bedtime fun and not even defend myself. Leftist. Okay, so people are aware. This is, all right, the commoners. Do you listen to the commoners? Are they just yokel locals over flyover country? Curls only. The world Democrat women want is one where they control the money and the men. It's like the fear saying to the East, and saying, I want it, I'll take it, and being shocked that people who must submit to him choose not to. starts a lot earlier in high school, blah, blah, blah. There's also a need for trade skill and worker. Here's a gal. The fact that the author did not even mention decades of vilification of men by academic standards is absurd. Yeah, thank you, Gina. Gina, another girl. So, I mean, it does make me wonder. It's one of three things. They know it and they're evil and they're promoting a particular political agenda to impoverish men and women as well. They know what it is, but they're cowards and they can't speak to it, so they beat around the bush as other people do. Or they actually believe it. They actually believe it. And I just... There you go. So that's it. All right, let's go to the super chats. The Angry Man, $10. Keep up with the good fight, bro. You're one of the last soldiers we have. Mercenary. Yeah. Camera keeps going in and out. Chris is black, $5. Go out and explore the country and do recon instead of college. Right. Look, and here's another idea. Why don't girls go? Just go do it all. You don't want men in college? Fine. We'll just go. We'll be tradesmen. We'll build our own houses. You go lead, Lee. Go. Do it. You pay the taxes. You lead. It's not exactly the worst thing. And most guys aren't going to get married, so you don't have any kids. You girls are more, here's another thing. I don't know if you guys consider this, but saddling young women with debt they're not going to pay off until they're 35, 40 really puts a lot of pressure on them if they want to have kids. So that's kind of out the window too. I mean, guys, it'd be just go have fun. I really like, no, I'm all on a principled level. Everybody should be able to do what they want as long as they pay for it. Don't mask me to bail you. You want to major in that? You want to, I think girls should go into STEM and engineering and accounting, make lots of money. I hope they do. I wish what's best. But this weaponizing the sexes against each other, which has done nobody any favors, by the way, leftists. I'm kind of like, okay, all right, you want to lead, you go. Here you are, have fun. Hope you're all happy like Megan Whitmer. What a nice lady. Who wants to go out on a date with her? Oh boy, who would love to come home to that? Channel 1800, dumb, $5 New Zealand. Cap your fingers to me, field op in New Zealand. That finger. Next, I do not know how to spend a poo. Finally, sister just phoned. Not sure how she's to swim across the Pacific Ocean. It's all right. Our love will be afar. It will be from afar. Maxi Mike, $10. A guy would be better off blowing $100,000 college allowance on a 4-year countrywide minimalist recon venture versus a BE MBA waste of life and money, only two to come. The conclusion that autodidactic trades is the best way to go. Yes, the future is autodidacticism, if that's a word. Teaching yourself, because then you have to go to school. You don't have to go to prison. You don't have to sit on the bus. You don't have to go to college. Like, if you truly are a smart individual, and you're a wunderkind, why do you have to anchor yourself to the average people? Go and educate yourself. Get advanced college. Doogie Howser it up. Get the hell out. No reason a smart kid can't have a degree in engineering at 18. No reason. And they could do it from home. You do not need teachers. You do not need college. Someday I'll explain how we can make education free. Autodidacticism is one of those ways. Swallow Blue, $5 for being an academic. They don't do any statistics. He cited some things. I'm not even going to bother because all of his premises were wrong. They never calculate how many people have simply gone to college. Those who haven't are a minority. Yeah, the majority of people do go to college now. Gen X major. Any other super chats we caught up? Channel 1800 dumb, $2 New Zealand trades, Cappy brother. Another collab coming up, bro. I don't know with who. I'm not gonna be doing collabs for a while because I just got to get through this stuff. I think there'll be new rules if people come to my place where it's like we're either doing things, but if you're gonna go slow and take your time and dilly dally, get your own car, go drive around. I'll tell you where to go. I got work to do. Shaft driven metal, $5. What I've seen is that girls go to college to find a man, then straddle that man with their debt. I don't think girls go to college. No, that's wrong. Girls are getting married. Like, I think the average age is 27, 28 now. They do not go to college to find a guy. They go there for the college experience, probably to have some way, hey, hey, fun in the bed. Imagine they're intellectuals. Imagine they're smart. Well, not imagine. Everyone tells, oh, you college degree. You are so smart. Accomplishment. They actually believe the success is the degree, not what you would do with it. And then after they get their party years in, look up the epiphany phase, according to Rollo Tomasi. Go read that, The Rational Male. You'll see it. There's some nice charts and data and graphs there. But, they're not looking for a husband in college. They're not. Have you seen girls that go to college recently? Do you think they're looking for a husband? And they're expressly told in college they shouldn't need a husband and they don't need a man. I wonder why men aren't attending college. That's it. All right, there you go. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles.